Welcome to Surviving the Big Race,
your go-to podcast for all things Big Brother, Survivor, and the Amazing Race. This is your host, Ashby.
And I'm Eddie.
Hi, welcome back to another episode.
Hello, you guys. Welcome back.
Oh my gosh, Eddie.
This week has been crazy. Like, it's funny because we knew it was going to be crazy, but I didn't know it was going to be this crazy. And this full of emotions. Like, it was full of emotions.
Like, let me tell you this. I went through every set of emotions. I was happy. I was sad. I was angry. I cried. I was like, oh my God, the game's actually finally being played.
Yeah, I agree. I was on the edge of my seat. Every episode this week, I was on the edge of my seat thinking what was going to happen.
Yeah, like, it's exactly like Survivor now. Like, people are changing alliances. There's so many alliances. You know, like, people are willing to flip. Like, I love it.
Yeah, people are flipping like crazy. And
like
I love
crazy. But I think now that Tucker is gone, you know, it's going to cause them to actually, like, I think they might get into, like, final groups.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
So
now it's going to be everyone fighting for them for their lives, because now everyone thinks they have a chance.
Absolutely. So we started off the week with T-Core winning, which we already kind of knew because we spoiled it. But, I thought that her week was, like, a rough week. She had to do a lot of kind of, like, getting blood on her hands and kind of showing her true colors.
She did, but almost she kind of set herself up for that. She mm-hmm. was in so many alliances. So, like, at some point, when you're in that many alliances, you know that it's going to come back to bite you. Like, you're going to have to draw a line in the sand somewhere.
Yeah, but I still think she handled it. She got through it. She figured it out. And, unfortunately, at the end of the week, it didn't come out as she wanted. But, you know, I don't think she really could have helped that.
Yeah, but she still did a good job. Like, I think that when she did nominations, I think that they went great. I think the mm-hmm. original people were the right ones to put up. Mackenzie, Tucker, and
Cam.
Cam. I felt like those were the right three people to put up.
Do you agree with her putting up Tucker in the first place as a pawn? Because I don't think she really needed to.
I mean, he volunteered. I was like, okay, yeah. And it made sense because it's like, oh, yeah, if I'm going to put these two strong people mm-hmm. up, let me put him up, too, because it also blocks them when we're not working together. It kind of shows that. And also, like, he volunteered. Like, stop volunteering to be a pawn.
On the block. Yeah, because what happens? Pawns go home.
Yes.
At least seen time after time.
Exactly. Like, third time's a charm.
Yeah, just because you think you're a competition beast, you might have an off day.
Exactly. And that's what I was like, I don't blame her for putting him up there because, like, I think if no one knew that they were working together, it made the most sense for her because no one knows what her hands are. So it's like, oh, yeah, these are the three strongest people in the house.
I agree.
Let's pick them up.
I thought it was smart. And also, like, I kind of think in the back of T-Core's head, like, she was like, okay, well, if Tucker goes home, Tucker goes home.
I honestly think that, too. I honestly think that, too. Because there's some mm-hmm. times that she was just giving some looks while he was talking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I feel like she doesn't care either way.
But she has to hold that close because I think she knows everybody is scared of him. Or mm-hmm. was.
Yeah,
So we get to the classic competition for the veto, which is one of my faves. I love this one. But usually they, like, roll a ball or something.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, I feel like there's usually more trips also.
No, I think there's usually only one.
Oh, but sometimes I always felt like there was more trips.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I know that there's always at least two punishments. So,
oh, yeah, always.
But this week, so Cam ends up winning, which was kind of cool. And again, that kind of shows, like, Tucker, you know, these competitions, these are kind of like almost luck a little bit.
Yeah, because him missing that one was like, a game of pretty much this can go either way for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Cam wins the veto. Angela ends up having to do the toxic thing in the backyard. Joseph goes into the matrix, which, oh my God, I could not do that one.
So funny. All I kept thinking about, what if that was Angela in there?
I know. I wish. That would have been hilarious.
Would have She probably would have quit the game. I bet you, like, honestly, she would have quit the game.
She would have quit, yeah. And then that. MJ, she gets Hawaii, so she's going to Hawaii, which is, congratulations, MJ, because honestly, that's probably all you're going to win this season.
True.
And then Tequa ends up getting $5,000 from Tucker, which I thought that was the sweetest thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was sweet, too, until
fast forward later on,
like, almost kind of holding it over her head.
Yes, I was going to say that. I was like, it's almost, like, kind of narcissistic a little bit.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, okay, Tucker, now I'm starting to see a side of you that I kind of don't like. Like, you can't give someone
Then he, like, kind of made up for it at the end. It kind of shows, maybe that's just who he is. Like, he really is trying to be a nice person, and in his head, he thinks that, like, okay, if I do nice things for people, then obviously I would hope they do nice things back, which I understand, but
that's what,
he's going,
like,
to have to realize that's not how the world, yeah, and that's not how the world works, babe.
Yeah, I'm like, that, you know? It barely works like that in the real world, and it's definitely not going to work like that in the Big Brother house.
Absolutely. So now we get to see Angela do this freaking task, and she is, like, crying, but I've never once seen a tear come out of her eyes.
That's so true. I mean, the thing is, I was like, is it that strenuous? I mean, I guess it would be, like, to go back. I feel like it's a very much a mental thing to have to do one at a time.
Well, Chelsea was saying it was, like, 8 miles or something, which, I mean, I guess that could be a lot. But if you're walking it and you, like, it's not that hard.
But I will say, in her defense, because, like, I don't live far from the studio. And I will say that these last week, it has been really cold at night. It's been getting down to, like, 60, so I will say getting sprayed with water and goo and then having to stay outside, I feel like that would definitely suck.
Yeah.
So I give her that, but there's still no tears coming out.
It was just funny to watch. I'm sorry. She is entertaining. I hate her, but, like, she is so entertaining.
She is.
But I don't know. I can't seem to, like, get past the fact that I think she's an actor.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's just, like, I'm not going to say a plant, but I think that she is an actress, and, like, she's overdoing it.
She's definitely overdoing it. Her emotions are definitely, like, at 1,000 all the time.
Yeah, and there was that one time, like, she walked into another room, and she was like, gosh, I can't make myself cry. I just can't do it. So I'm like, what? Okay. Well, all right, so now we come in to the veto ceremony where Cam uses the power of veto on himself, obviously. And Tecor has been kind of struggling all week with who she should put up as a renom. And, you know, Tucker obviously wanted Leah because, I don't know, he has the final two with Angela still, which I don't understand why, but okay. Because he's a man of his word.
I also feel like Angela's totally right, though. Like, there's no way he would take her over. There's no way he would take over Rubina. Like,
I don't know. I say that, but then I think about it, and I'm like, okay, he could beat Angela easily. Now, Rubia, I don't know if he could beat her.
But you know what, though? I feel like if Angela made it all the way to the final two, she would have a good case of winning. For being that annoying. For her being that annoying and making it all the way, like,
is the reason I brought her is because, you know, I feel like nobody likes her and nobody wanted to vote for her, and I'm a good guy. Vote for me. Like, literally, I'd be like, okay.
Because, like, I just don't see him wanting to go over, like, Rubina, though. Like, I just...
Yeah,
I can see Rubina
never going to know.
True. I do like that she stood up for herself at that moment and was like, yeah, I don't think that. So, like, she actually said it to his face.
Yeah, and, I mean, give her the benefit of the doubt. She does tell the truth.
Yeah, she does.
It's just not very smart.
Yeah.
It's like, keep your goddamn mouth shut. But, yeah, so she gets put up as a renom, and Tucker is pissed.
Honestly,
I think that he just spiraled out of control at that moment, and he gave up.
That's what I was going to say. I think in that moment, he realized, this game is probably over for me.
And he was like, I think he could have won that AI challenge. He says that he put it the wrong way because he didn't understand. I doubt that.
Yeah, because I saw him putting it backwards the whole time. I was like, what are you doing?
But also, you just look next to you, and you can see that the other two are facing it the other way.
Yeah. If Angela is, like, I was just shocked that Angela was doing, not that she was doing good, but how much better she was doing at him.
Yeah.
And I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, it seemed like he was throwing it. I think he was just done and over it. But then, like, so after the votes, you know, because obviously they rallied enough votes. Chelsea ended up kind of making everybody flop, and
which was a good game move by her.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have done.
She wouldn't have. No, yeah, I mean, it made the most sense. I was like, this makes the most fucking sense. This is the only time to do it.
Because now, like, in the challenges, Cam's able to win. Chelsea probably could win some. MJ can probably start winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, those three right there are probably going to have a good chance winning. Maybe Quinn. But, like, you know, like, now we have, like, some options. Yeah, like, we have some options, you know, and, like, this could really shake it up. Because, one, if MJ wins, who the hell is she putting up?
That's what I was going to say. I feel like she would target someone like...
I think she's going to go for, like, Cam and Chelsea and Joseph, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her doing that. I think Quinn needs to get out.
Yeah. He's the next target.
Hopefully. I mean, he's just very, like, in everybody's stuff. And he did flop. Or flip. Whatever.
He flipped, like, six times in this whole house.
That's the thing. He's a snake. And if people don't see that...
But what I love about it is that he's telling everyone, hey, I'm a snake. Do not trust me. Like, and they're
literally.
Like, and they're still like, yeah, you're right. You are. Hey, do you want to work together? Like,
right. Stupid. But, I mean, it's kind of like we know he can, you know, switch on the drop of a dime. So,
true.
If we need him. But, yeah, so Tucker ends up getting voted out. And it was, honestly, I started crying. I thought it was very emotional. You know, I thought he really wanted to stay there, and I just felt like he was defeated because everybody kind of, like, didn't really give him anything. You know, he was trying to be a nice guy, and everybody was just playing the game. But that's the point.
Yeah,
I
don't think he realized that. I think he realized the gravity of his situation by winning so much. It's like, yeah, you won a lot, and you, with that power, you were gracious with it. But with
that doesn't mean anybody owes you anything.
Yeah, but it also showed everyone how much you have power and that they wouldn't. Like, so it was like, everyone realized that, okay, I'm never going to be able to win anything if Tucker's here.
Mm-hmm. Now, my question is the Rubia and him thing legit? I kind of seemed like it at the end.
It seemed like it at the end, but it also seemed like she was more ready to flip than he was. Because
I
tell you, he messed up hardcore with that. I don't understand why America gave him that $20,000 for the AI instigator, because I get it, I love him, he deserves the money, but...
Yeah, he'll probably get America's favorite player, too.
But he deserved $0 for his effort, because he sucked as the AI instigator.
Yeah, I think it's just because people like him, which, I mean...
No, yeah. I was like, because that first time when he popped up, I was like, and that backfired, I was like, why would you call out Yuna Vabina?
Yeah, that wasn't very smart. But so after he gets, like, evicted, and then he's out there talking to Julie, and he's talking about everybody, and the only time he, like, I haven't seen him cry the whole time, you know, and then he starts crying about the fact that he's not going to see Rubia. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe he actually really does like her.
Oh, no, yeah, I definitely think he liked her. I just think that she was more guarded than he was. Like, I think she was like, oh, yeah, I like you, but I'm still trying to remember that this is a game.
Really? I thought it was the other way around.
No, yeah, I felt like she, if it really came down to it, she would vote him out before he would vote her out.
Oh, I think so, yeah, probably. Well, so now Tucker is out. So, okay, like, I guess they're doing a 7-people jury, because they haven't said anything about it. So we probably have one more. So next week is going to be a double elimination.
Yeah, it has to be, because then... and then they have to start picking up the jury because the house is getting small.
Yeah, so the first person that gets evicted next week will just go home, but the second one will become the first jury member. So that would kind of suck. That would suck so bad. Like, if you go
missed it by that much.
Double elimination. Yeah, like, literally within 30 minutes, like, you could have been in the jury house.
It's funny because no one's really been talking about the jury.
That's the thing. It's like,
no one's
the jury's
going
to be bitter.
Oh, yeah. Because no one's been preparing for the jury. No one's been thinking about who they want for the jury. And this is a whole bunch of people who are going to be bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, McKinsey's going to be bitter. Joseph's going to be bitter. Like,
yeah, it's going to be interesting. The only person that I think that could really not have a bitter jury would be Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like, I think she would be the one that could win just because, you know, she hasn't really messed with anybody too much, but that could change.
True. It's like she hasn't messed with anyone, but it's the people she's been aligned with that have.
Yeah,
it's
and really Cam, just, I guess, too. But
yeah. It really was just Cedric and Quinn.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I don't know. I haven't looked at any spoilers to see who won HOH yet, but
I haven't either.
It's going to be really...
It's going to be interesting
to
see.
Interesting. This next week, I love a double eviction episode. I know you said it's a little crazy, but I love when they, like, fly through it.
I do, too. It's so stressful because, I mean, now they're going to have to do another AI arena. That's going to be two AI arenas back-to-back. Like,
yeah, I wonder how they're going to do that. Or maybe the AI arena is going to go away once jury starts.
That'd be interesting if it went away.
Or if there's another twist instead. They're going
to
have to take...
to go back to normal stuff like around the jury time. So, yeah, it probably will be the end of it.
Yeah, and then they'll probably just do two nominations.
Which, that'll be so much easier.
Yeah, it's going to be... But it's going to be like old times so they can start backdooring people, which is my favorite.
Yes, and I can't wait to see, like... I'm really ready to see other people step up and play the game. Like, sorry, Joseph, you can't hide anymore. You're going to have to start playing.
Yeah. I hope Joseph actually, like, starts playing, though. I think he could do well, too.
I think he could. I think him and Robina could go really far.
Everybody that's in the house right now has a good chance of winning.
Oh, yeah.
They just have to play it correctly. I mean, you make one mistake, then you're probably screwed, you know?
I'm still rooting for my T-Core and Chemo.
T-Core's my girl. I want her to win.
Oh, yeah. I want her to win so bad. She's playing.
And I am kind of liking Rubia a little bit. I'm liking Rubia a little. I just don't think she's going to win anything.
I just need her to win one competition, just one. Like, so she can have a little bit of power, like, even if it's a veto.
Maybe she'll win, like, the ball rolling competition where it goes the highest scores.
Maybe she'll win OTEV.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. That should be next week.
It should be. I love OTEV.
Or at least, probably next week. That's one of my faves, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl. Well, it's been fun talking today.
I know. I can't wait. And we're getting closer and closer to Survivor.
I know. What is that, in like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I think it's in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm so excited.
I love Survivor.
I'm so obsessed.
All right. Well, I'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.